CPL Pest Control. Send bugs to bug heaven. Call 281-683-6737.
Alrighty, welcome back to CPL Pest Control's podcast channel. I'm your host, Chris Villarreal, President and General Manager of CPL Pest Control's Houston Division. And today we are talking about moles in the woodlands. Moles have overrun the woodlands this spring. And so we've gotten calls in the last couple weeks with respect to moles and voles, and which typically happens this time of year in early spring. That's, you know, everything is coming out. Insects are coming out. Bugs are coming out. And the more bugs you have, the greater food supply you have for some of these underground burrowing critters. And so you may be wondering, what in the world is tunneling in my yard? Is it a mole or is it a vole? And today we kind of want to talk about that here just a little bit. And so first of all, we're going to talk about what is a mole. So a mole is a underground burrowing mammal that typically tunnels underground, and the telltale sign that you're dealing with a mole and not a vole is the exit hole that they make and the dome-looking mound of dirt that is usually associated with it. And so they do that, whereas your vole doesn't make that exit point and doesn't make that little mound of dirt. And so that's one of the big differences between the two. And so moles love the woodlands, Texas. There's plenty of bugs. There's plenty of a food source for them. And so moles have adapted to this subterranean lifestyle. They live underground. They really don't need to come out too often. Their body structure is just perfect for it. They have fur on their body that protects them from the elements. And they have these large paws. And their large paws, if you ever get a chance to look at a mole, looks a little unproportional to his body or her body. And that's because they need these larger paws to be able to dig. And so like I said, they're this subterranean pest, if you will. And so, like I said, they can really wreak havoc on your yard if left untreated. And so, definitely something that you want to take care of. And so moles, they're a pest to gardens, and they're a pest to your soil, and they're really a pest to the ecosystem as well. They feed on slugs and smaller creatures that eat plant roots, and they provide a prey for other types of wildlife, and so that kind of becomes an issue as well. So what is a mole's diet? So like I said, they're gonna feed primarily on slugs and you know, dead roots and things like that. But really, what they're really after is earthworms. They love earthworms, and so the more earthworms your yard has, the more inviting it is for the mole. And so, you know, they're going to want to hang out there if there's a good food source. And so then you ask yourself, well, how do I get rid of the food source? Well, there's a couple of ways. There's a couple of ways we can get rid of the moles. And so, but going back to their whole makeup and why they live underground. So the mole gets to live underground because they do not require as much oxygen as some other mammals do. So they don't need to breathe as much, but they do breathe. And so that's a little important for our discussion here in just a couple of moments on how we get rid of the mole. But like I said, so, you know, they're going to eat your earthworms, they're going to eat your yard, and they're just going to be a nuisance really to you. So now let's talk about how we exterminate the mole. And so we here at CPL Pest Control use a combination of baiting and baiting and exterminating them. And so essentially what we do is we want to attack their burrow system. So the good thing about moles is that they operate well underneath the ground for us to do what we need to do. And so were using the latest in technology to attack their living condition. And essentially what we do is we pump their burrow with carbon monoxide and essentially choking them and exterminating them. And this is the most humane way of ridding of the mole. We don't have to worry about setting up traps. We don't have to worry about removing those traps. We don't have to worry about setting those traps in the right burrow. Instead, we can, like I said, pump that carbon monoxide. And this is the reason why I said that it's important to understand their breathing system before we do this, because most guys will go out and say, well, you just got to run the carbon monoxide inside those tunnels for about 3 to 5 minutes. And that may not be the case when we're dealing with a mole. A mole doesn't need to breathe as much as other mammals do. And so with that being said, we run that machine a little longer to really exterminate the mole and eradicate the problem. And then we safeguard our situation by sending out some earthworm bait. And so they're not live earthworms, but they're earthworms that are shaped in bait, if you will. And we got to be real careful with handling those. Those earthworms will gather a scent relatively easily, I should say. And so it's very important that we handle those with extreme care, because if we do have a problem in the future, those moles are just going to be, they'll be attracted to that bait, and they'll find that bait, they'll eat the bait and exterminate themselves. But our the primary way in which we eradicate the mole problem is by pumping that carbon monoxide into those holes. And so that, like I said, that is the most humane way of getting rid of them. And it is a surefire way of getting rid of them. And so if you want to get your yard back, if you want to retain control of your yard, you need to give CPO Pest Control a call today. We are helping folks out in the Woodlands, Shenandoah, Conroe, Spring, Houston, get control of their yard again. And the mole situation can seem relatively helpless at sometimes. It seems like it's a problem that's never going to go away. But we here at CPO Pest Control are taking care of the problem. So if you have a mole problem or you have a vole problem, give us a call, 281-683-6737. I'd love to go out there, take a look at it for you for free, give you a free inspection, a free quote, and hopefully there's something that we can do to help you out. That way you can get control over your yard this spring. That way you can have the best yard in your neighborhood. So give us a call today, and remember to always ask to speak with Chris, so that way you can receive your promotion. Give us a call, 281-683-6737, and I'll be here waiting for your phone call. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Share it, like it, and let everybody know that we here at CPO Pest Control are taking care of moles. Thanks for listening.
Google CPL Pest Control. Send bugs to